La Jolla, California, UC San Diego Athletics presents TritonCast, the podcast for the UC San Diego Tritons. Here are your hosts, Jeff Toriel and Jenny Stevens.
Welcome to episode 42 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. Alongside Jeff Toriel, I'm Jenny Stevens. Whether you found us on UCSDTritons.com or your favorite podcast platform, we're so glad that you joined us this week. And if you like what you hear, do us a favor and subscribe, rate the show, and write us a brief review. We'd really appreciate it. What's coming up in today's show, Jeff?
Well, Jenny, in this week's Triton Spotlight, we'll chat with Stuart Boynton, a junior on the men's rowing team. Stuart shares about his experience rowing in high school when he lived in Cape Town, South Africa. Plus, he discusses the adjustment of traveling halfway across the world to UC San Diego and how he was able to have an immediate impact on the rowing team. Our conversation with Stuart Boynton comes your way shortly in today's Triton Spotlight.
But first, we go around campus. Sticking with our rowing theme, women's rowing officially starts their season on Friday as they compete for the Patty Wyatt Cup, while men's rowing opens their season at Cal on Saturday. With that, all the Triton spring teams are underway. For schedule, scores, and more on all of our teams, visit UCSDTritons.com.
Such an exciting time on campus. I love it, Jenny. Now it's on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Here's our conversation with Stuart Boynton of the men's rowing team.
So tell us, Stuart, when did you first start rowing?
So I first started rowing in 2013 at high school. I just moved into my first year of high school. My brother had started rowing 3 years before. He's 3 years older than me, so he started rowing and I just kind of followed him into it.
How did he get into rowing?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. He started and I kind of copy him with most of the things he does. So it was easy decision for me to follow him into it.
How was the process for you then, learning how to row?
Well, we all come in as freshmen in high school, all learning together. So it's an easy process. And there was quite a few of us doing it, about 20 of us. So it was a fun process and made some good friends from that. Yeah.
Nice. Did you ever get the chance to row with your brother, Matthew?
After high school, a couple times I've been out with him, but I never raced with him, unfortunately. But I sometimes have gone out with them, which is always fun.
Well, I know you had a lot of success at the high school level back when you were living in South Africa. Talk to me a little bit about your experience competing at the South African National Championships.
Sure. We would go every year. And my final year was particularly successful. I was in the four, then we won the four that year, which was really awesome. The high school hadn't done that before. So that was a really big success for us. And we're all very excited about that.
What did it mean to you to be able to achieve that?
I don't know. It was pretty crazy. There's a lot of competition still in South Africa for rowing. And we had trained hard, so we knew we could do it, but just the actual experience of doing it is just different. Hard to reimagine.
When you look back on your high school rowing career, what are some of the highlights for you?
That's definitely one of them. That was a big thing. Also, just being able to travel around South Africa quite a bit. We had the privilege of going to a few rowing regattas around there, which was really cool to go different places. And then even beyond that, traveling to internationally. To the UK once and to the US. Up in Boston, there's a big race ahead of the Charles that I went to once in my high school, and other places. Yeah.
Did you have a favorite out of those destinations?
I think ahead of the Charles was very, very awesome. We came up for about a week or so. We got to go see a bunch of universities in the area with big rowing programs. And the race was just massive. A lot of people along the whole shore. It was a great experience.
Do you remember how you did during that race?
We didn't actually do too well, unfortunately, but that was just part of the process. And that was the beginning of the year for us. So we hadn't trained enough for that, I guess. But the year to come was still good, racing back up in South Africa. Yeah.
And I'm sure it was just a great experience being in the U.S. Was that your first time in the United States?
No, it was not. I actually have an aunt that lives here.
Okay. Where at? Yeah, so,
she lives in Seattle. So we've been there before, which is also really awesome.
So you had a ton of great experiences for your high school rowing career. Did you always expect that you'd want to continue it after high school?
Yeah, towards the end, it seemed like an obvious choice for me. It just becomes a big part of your life. And I really enjoyed the teammates you make out of it and the whole experience and just racing. It's a great thing to do, keeping fit, and it's awesome. Yeah.
So you're living in South Africa at this point. How did you decide on UC San Diego then?
I guess I kind of wanted to change. A lot of people, I mean, most people, of course, stay in South Africa. And I was privileged enough to be able to have the opportunity to go overseas. San Diego was, I kind of searched for some good universities that had good rowing programs. San Diego stood out and also has the warm weather. So it was actually a first choice university for me. I didn't know much about San Diego, but I just knew that the weather was good here. And I really didn't want to go somewhere that was going to be snowing or raining a lot. Yeah.
How does San Diego compare then to Cape Town?
Weather-wise, pretty similar. They're both very warm places. It's a different culture, of course, the American, but it's easy to adapt to. And I've really enjoyed my time here so far.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And how was the adjustment to you just in order of adjusting to college?
I would say not too hard. Coming in and joining the rowing team, being part of a small organization like that, it's a quick change and you adjust quickly, I guess. You make your friends soon, and it wasn't too hard, to be honest. Yeah.
You mentioned that obviously the culture is different here in the U.S. than it is in South Africa. What were some of the culture shocks that you experienced?
One thing that stands out to me is the food. The serving sizes are a lot bigger here, which I welcome. That's a nice change. And I really enjoy that. Otherwise, people are different, but also very similar, and still easy to make friends and, I don't know, become a part of the culture, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure as a rower, especially, you appreciate those big portions.
Yeah.
From a rowing perspective, then, was the sport much of an adjustment at all, or is it fairly similar to rowing in South Africa?
Fairly similar, I would say. I guess here it's on a lot bigger scale. A lot more universities rowing, a lot more competition. But rowing, yeah, different coaches, but it's still the same goal to win and go fast. And when you're in the rowing boat, you know if you're going fast or not. So it's all the same.
And are practices pretty similar to how they were in South Africa?
Yes, yeah. Still a lot of time put in. And I guess, yeah, similar in that manner.
So your first year on the team, 2018-19, the team had a ton of success. I would imagine that first place finishes at the WIAR Championships and the Western Sprints were probably some highlights for you. When you look back on those races, what stands out to you?
That was awesome. Coming in as a freshman, you sort of train from the get-go in the fall quarter, winter quarter. You're just training the whole time, not doing too much racing. But then I got to spring, and just being able to race quite a few times and just winning was awesome in the first year. That was great. Whereas the three boats all won. That was a great experience. And then I guess going on to the IRAs, I was in the second boat, which I was very happy with, and we also did really well in the IRAs. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are in the top finish in the fourth level final. Do you remember what you felt when you crossed the finish line?
It was just awesome. that was like concluding the season just the best way possible, I guess. Yeah. I was very happy with that. Sorry.
That's the national championship, of course, at the college level in the United States. Did you expect coming into college that you would be competing at the national level so soon?
I had no idea what to expect, to be honest. I didn't know what the competition level was like. I knew that there was a lot more and it would be harder to win and become a top boat. But I mean, that was coming into the spring season, like with that, knowing that I would have finished in that place, I would have been very happy with that. So, yeah.
What were some of the keys, do you think, in order for the team to have that sort of success that year?
A lot of competition. We had a lot of guys in the team all really pushing each other. A lot of different personalities, and we all just wanted to win, I guess. We felt good about ourselves, and yeah, we pushed each other hard.
Well, you had a particularly great year. You earned the most improved award from the team in that first year. Do you remember what it felt like when you won that?
I was very happy with that. It was actually the most improved freshman award, but I was very happy with that. I came in not so fit, not being able to race at all in the fall quarter, just being in one of the lower boats, and being able to slowly work up through the boats, getting to the second boat at the end was great. And I was very happy with the award.
How were you able to improve so much in a short period of time like that?
I guess just hard work. Don't know how to say it otherwise. Just being committed to the team, as everyone is, but I don't know. Yeah, it just worked out well.
Well, your sophomore and junior years were definitely a little bit different than that. Last season, the spring was unfortunately canceled due to the pandemic. Do you remember how you felt when you found that out?
Yeah, that wasn't great. We'd trained already for a couple months. We had a new coach, and we were all really excited for the spring quarter and racing. We felt that we could do the best we've done yet. Training was going really well, and then suddenly getting shut down was unfortunate, but yeah, especially feeling for the seniors. They were also excited for their last season, and for it to get cut short was unfortunate.
How did Coach Bond deliver the news to the team?
I guess our last practice, we went to the boathouse and kind of just talked to us. He was very emotional and upset about the whole thing, but we kind of expected it. The days leading up to it, we heard of a lot of other universities shutting down, and we were expecting it to come. So it was not a great ending to the season, I guess.
Yeah, obviously a very tough situation.
Yeah, but yeah, it's all worked out up till now.
As a team, how were you able to band together and move past that setback?
I guess we took a couple of weeks off after that, but then we managed to look forward to the next season, to this season, and sort of knowing that we're setting new goals, put last season behind us, and just knowing that we're going to have the same goals for this season. We want to go the fastest we've gone yet and do really well at the national championships. Yeah.
While you were remote, how did you stay connected to the team?
A lot of Zoom calls, I guess. I actually stayed here in San Diego the whole time. So a couple teammates were down here, and well, I mean, my roommate was here. So we were connected like that, I guess. And me and my roommate trained a lot together. Which, yeah, worked out well. But also a lot of Zoom calls between the team, trying to keep each other motivated. Yeah.
You mentioned that you guys were working out together. How did you stay in shape during the pandemic?
At the beginning, a lot of cycling. That's relatively similar to rowing. It's a lot of leg work. And that was a really good way to keep fit at the beginning. as we moved on, we have to move closer towards rowing, and getting on the rowing machine, not a great experience, but it's a really good workout, and getting back on that was, it was good to see getting close to the season. Getting pumped up for the new season.
And do you have much of a focus on eating healthy as well when you're training?
Eating healthy as well as just eating a lot, especially when we're in season, just getting as much as I can. But I say eating healthy, a lot of everything.
So you were in the U.S. during this time. How was it for your family back home in South Africa during the pandemic?
It's been tough. I guess I've been away for a bit over a year now, a year and a couple months. They managed through it. They were all together, which is good for them. And it was a bit tough in South Africa. They had very strict lockdowns. So I was happy that I was missing that, I guess. So I feel like it was a good decision for me to stay here. It was a tough situation there, but they've gotten through it and everything's working out well. Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with them over Zoom or anything?
Yeah, a lot of phone calls, and FaceTimes, I guess, every couple of days, which has been good.
Well, thankfully there'll be a season this year, but of course the pandemic is still going on. There were a lot of COVID protocols put in place this year, wearing masks on campus, frequent testing. How was the adjustment to all of that for you?
Yeah, so it's been definitely a different season, not one that you would expect or like, of course, but the athletics department at UCSD has done a great job in keeping us safe. We've had, we've been very safe in our protecting against COVID. And we've managed to get the training in, which is the most important thing. Whether beginning was a lot training by ourselves, but now recently we've gotten on the water and we've been training hard, almost back to normal. Besides some mask wearing, it's great to be in the boats again. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember what it felt like back in February when you guys got on the water for the first time in such a long time?
Yeah, almost a full year, which is the longest I've been away from a boat since I started rowing. We weren't the best at rowing, of course. None of us had trained in it for a long time, so it was a weird adjustment, but it was really awesome to be able to row together. It's an awesome feeling when you can do it right, and starting to train towards that was great.
How long do you feel like it took before you guys were kind of getting back to normal as far as being back on the water?
A couple weeks, definitely. But I feel like now we're starting racing soon, this weekend actually, and we're all really excited for that, and we're feeling good. So training's been going really well, and we feel like we can really do some good work this year.
Definitely an exciting time with that season finally coming up. What have been the focuses in your practices as you start to gear up for the season?
Just race preparation. It's one thing training long hours on the water, but then fitting it all into a 6-minute race is a completely different thing. So we have to been doing a lot of work to get ready for that and be able to handle the pressure, I guess. Yeah.
And how is it under Coach Jeff Bond? He's a relatively new coach. Talk a little bit about his leadership.
I feel like he can take the team to a new level. It's been great so far, having not raced too much with him. I think we had one race last year before COVID, but now this year we're really excited to get racing with him, and he's brought a whole new dynamic with him, and there's a lot of motivation within the team to do well, and take sort of UCSD to the best finish yet, I guess, at the national championships.
For any of our listeners who maybe aren't as familiar with the men's rowing team, how would you describe the team dynamic?
20 guys and we're all really close. Unfortunately, haven't been able to hang out too much this year and be with each other, very separated, but we all train really hard together and we all trust each other. And the team dynamic is always, it's always a fun place to be around. When you're off the water, it's just, I don't know, everyone around you is, it's adding something to the team and you appreciate everyone around you.
What are you most looking forward to then about the upcoming season?
Just racing. Yeah. It's been so long being able to put our boat next to another boat. We haven't been able to do that much this year. Doing a full 2 kilometer race against them is something that I haven't done in a long time. I'm really excited to be able to do that.
Do you feel like you don't take it quite as much for granted maybe than you used to after having this time off, or this such a long time off from racing?
Yeah, no, definitely. normal seasons will have a couple races during the year and a lot at the end of the year. So having gone so long without it, it's a different feeling now. It's a lot more anxious about this first race, but a lot more excited than I would normally be. Very excited.
Well, it should be a super fun season. You guys will match up with Cal. You got the Western Sprints. You've got the IRAs again. Are there any races in particular that you're looking forward to the most?
The IRA, probably the National Championships. That's always, it's just the big one at the end of the season. That's what means the most. That's what defines your season, I guess. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on that race, but I think we can do really well, especially with a few more weeks of training. We started a bit later than many other teams getting on the water, but I think we'll really be able to do some damage there.
Well, you guys will be doing a bit of traveling. How does it compare when you're on the road versus rowing at home at Mission Bay?
It's always great to see new places. Just traveling is awesome. Obviously, I haven't seen much of America, so it's be cool to go. The national championships are supposed to be up in New Jersey, I believe, so it'll be really cool to go see there. But yeah, a lot of new experiences, I guess.
And how is the facility in the boathouse on Mission Bay here?
Oh, it's great. Just rowing in San Diego, not many teams have to worry about lakes freezing over or something, which is not something we have to worry about. And just being able to have really flat water year round, it's a privilege that we sometimes forget, but it really is a privilege.
We're chatting with Stuart Boynton of the men's rowing team here on TritonCast. Stuart, I want to switch gears a little bit and chat with you about academics. You're a computer engineering major at Warren College. How did you choose computer engineering?
I came in undeclared. I wasn't too sure what I wanted to do. I played around a bit. I went to data science for a bit, not very long, and then eventually settled on computer engineering. I just thought I've really enjoyed it so far. It's just a lot of what I love, I guess. A lot of coding, a lot of learning about the workings of computers and things we use all the time. And I feel like it's a field that there's a lot of places to be and a lot of choice in what I want to do in the future. So I'm happy with what I've got. Yeah, for sure.
And have you started thinking about those future goals at all for you?
No, some classes I'll really enjoy and be like, oh, this is what I want. But then there's too many classes that I really enjoy. So it's hard to say what I want to do in the future. But I think I've still got time to figure that out.
Have you thought at all about whether you'll want to stay in the US or go back to South Africa?
Thought about it. I haven't come to a conclusion on that, but I really love South Africa, but being in the US has been great too. And there's a lot of job opportunities and cool places to work, especially in the computer engineering field. So it's going to be a tough decision when that time comes.
Well, obviously, computer engineering is a very challenging major. How is it for you balancing your academics with athletics?
yeah, just devoting time to that. Being able to finish rowing and just get straight to work. It's tough, but it's definitely manageable, and I'm certainly not the only one doing it, so it's not something I can complain about, but it works out well. I'm very happy with what I'm doing.
Are any of the other guys on the team computer engineering majors?
No, there's not any other computer engineering majors. There's a couple mechanical engineering majors, and a data science major and some computer science majors, and sort of similar fields, but no other computer engineering major.
Do you ever study together then, or is there not enough overlap between classes?
No, there's not really any overlap, unfortunately. So I'm alone with this, but I've got some friends from the major, so it's okay.
Good. Well, Stuart, are you ready to dive into some quick picks?
Sure, go for it.
All right. I think I might know the answer to this first one, but let's try this out. Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise, for sure. I think rowing on the water, it lets you appreciate it. Seeing the sunrise almost every morning is really awesome. And San Diego has some beautiful sunrises to appreciate.
Were you a morning person before you started rowing, or not really?
Definitely not. No. I mean, that was a long time ago that I started rowing, so I can't remember that far. But it's not many people are just naturally morning people, I feel.
I definitely agree with that. All right. How about pancakes or waffles?
Definitely pancakes.
Okay.
That's a favorite of mine and everyone in my house, I think.
Well, your bio said that your favorite food is Chipotle. So are you a burrito person or a bowl person?
A bowl person. I can get a lot more food out of the bowl, I think.
What's your go-to? So
that's getting the... I get a veggie bowl with extra rice and extra beans. As much food as I can pack into it. Yeah.
Well, sticking with the food theme, what's your favorite South African food?
There's this, I guess I call it a sandwich, called a Gatsby. You're not going to find it anywhere else, I believe. But it's just a long sort of big French roll, I guess. And stuffed in it is eggs and French fries and a bunch of other stuff that just makes it pretty unique. But it's a lot of sort of leftover food just stuffed in a massive roll. And it's really good.
Have you found any South African restaurants around this area?
I have not, no. Unfortunately, I haven't looked too hard, to be fair. So, but I haven't, unfortunately.
Well, you'll have to start making some Gatsby's at home then.
Shouldn't be too hard, but you know.
All right. What's one thing that would surprise even your friends?
Oof, I have no idea. It's a tough one.
Maybe a hobby or a personality trait or something about South Africa even.
I feel like I'm pretty open about what I do. That's a tough one. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to skip on that one.
All right. Well, have you developed any special hobbies during quarantine?
Cycling. I hadn't done much of that at all before, but that was something I picked up and did a lot of at the beginning of quarantine. And yeah, I guess during quarantine, just a lot of sitting on the couch.
Do you like to cycle around La Jolla, or where do you cycle?
There's a good route just going up north along the Highway 1, I guess, along the Pacific Coast Highway, going up to like Carlsbad. That's fun. And then even going down south around Mission Bay, that's fun.
What's your favorite holiday?
I'm going to say spring break. That's not really a holiday, I guess, but the time off, and it's in the middle of the two quarters, and being most of my spring breaks since I've started rowing have always been just rowing camps, and I've found that really fun. not being able to, you don't have to worry about anything else but rowing, and you get a lot of really good training and being with your teammates the whole time. It's always fun.
What things are you usually working on during those spring break camps?
I guess they're always right before the race season, so just getting prepared for that. It's usually a lot of hard training, always pretty dead after it, but feel good about it and always going a lot faster at the end of it.
Yeah, rowing is a very physically taxing sport. Do you have any secrets to recovery?
A lot of sleep. Nothing else. I guess a lot of eating, a lot of sleep. That's it. Nothing special.
Okay, who was your first celebrity crush?
Maybe Hannah Montana. Thinking that far back.
We got a lot of Disney Channel people here.
Oh, that's funny.
I guess along the lines of Hannah Montana, then, do you prefer singing or dancing?
Dancing, definitely. My singing's not great. My dancing isn't either, but it's easier to just dance.
Do you have a go-to move?
Just do what I feel, I guess.
All right, how about a favorite type of music?
Black Eyed Peas or Taylor Swift. They're not types, I guess, but they're my favorite go-to artists. Always really fun.
Are you more into new Taylor with her Evermore folklore music or old Taylor with her more pop music?
I guess the older middle Taylor with the 1989, that was always just really fun. Everyone kind of knew the words, so that's always great to play.
And is that what the music you would listen to hype you up for a race?
Not really, but I had some weird ones for that. I can't even remember, but very big mix of music.
So you don't have one go-to hype song then whenever you're hyping yourself up?
No, I guess Thunderstruck is a good one.
Okay.
Some AC/DC.
Always a classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about favorite flavor of ice cream?
Just anything chocolate. I really enjoy chocolate. Chocolate chip or mint chocolate.
Do you have a go-to ice cream spot around campus?
There's a place down at the Shores. I think I've only been a couple times, but I really enjoy it. I think it's called Scoops.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've heard of that one.
Could be wrong. Yeah. That one's really good.
What about go-to restaurant in general? Do you have a favorite spot?
Chipotle, I guess. I've gotten, especially during quarantine, that's always been a fun one to go to. Gotten that quite a lot. Yeah.
Gotta get those bowls with the veggies.
Yeah.
Well, that'll do it for us today. Thank you so much for your time, Stuart.
Thank you very much, Jenny. I appreciate it. It's been a good chat.
Jenny, I found it so interesting to hear how Stuart handled the cancellation of last season, but also how he stayed in the U.S. throughout the pandemic, so far from his family, how he kept in touch with them, how he stayed in shape, and really it was just an interesting perspective.
Yeah, that's got to be so challenging, but he handled it so well. And I mean, after that incredible freshman season that he had, hopefully they're able to keep up that success, even though it's been a little while with the pandemic, of course, but definitely hope that they can keep that up this season.
Yeah, for sure. Best of luck to Stuart and the Tritons this season.
You won't want to miss an all-new episode of TritonCast next week. We'll chat with women's rowing alum, Alyssa Milliron. Alyssa shares about her time at UC San Diego, which included an incredible NCAA championships performance in her senior year. Now, she works as a physician with a passion for gender-affirming and addiction care. New episodes of TritonCast premiere each Wednesday.
Jenny, I'm really looking forward to that conversation with Alyssa next week. Well, thanks for listening to this week's show. And don't forget, you can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Verbal.
For more on TritonCast, follow us on Twitter at TritonCast. And if you've got suggestions for a future guest, send us a tweet or email Jeff and me at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. We'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter @TritonCast.